Amara Rivera, followed by Mary Prophet.
So, as a longtime listener, supporter, activist, interested in having KPFA as a democratically run community station, I found Andrew Phillips to be an excellent general manager. He's been open, honest, sharing information and taking feedback. He's invited people to meet with him in person or on the phone, spoken on the air, and taken call-ins, had gatherings for staff and listeners, attended LSB meetings and made reports, attended events and addressed the audiences, promoted KPFA, and been encouraging without pretending everything was rosy. He and Carrie Corr made positive programming changes. He stood firm on the morning show issue. Layoffs needed to put the station back into financial sustainability and done according to union contract rules. The station has stopped bleeding funds and is recovering financial sustainability. He's been opposed every step of the way by those who don't want any governance but their own, namely a small group of core, mostly paid staff and their allies. They have pushed out two general managers who didn't do their bidding 100%, and now the majority on the LSB have manipulated the evaluation process to try to push out yet a third independent, effective GM.
Well, Mary Prophet.
Mary Prophet, and thanks to this amazing board, I have the honor of being on the Community Advisory Board, and it really is an honor, and thank you. I'm also Steering Committee of U.S. Labor Against the War. I'm CTA Peace and Justice Caucus co-chair. I only say that because my interests and caring are really wide, and I've been listening and, you know, cover your ears. But back in the days of Elsa Knight Thomas, Thompson, goodness, the brain is going. I mean, have any of you heard of her? Most amazing woman in the world. But anyway, and I have suffered through, along with all of us, in terms of all of the turmoil and all of the change and the lack of a permanent general manager to give leadership. And, you know, I have watched Andrew Phillips in amazement. I'm here in support of him because I think that he has worked harder than any GM or IGM that I can remember. He is constantly out there. He is constantly doing things. He's very open. You know, he's open to ideas. He's open to people. He comes, he meets with you, he talks to you, and he makes things happen. And as Dennis said, he really has the ability to bring people together. So I'm asking that you open your hearts and look at how he is working and providing leadership with this station. And I urge you to recommend him as GM.
Thanks, everyone. That's the end of public comments.
I forgot to mention that I think it's totally crucial that the total staff have input on the evaluation of the station manager, and any attempts to limit any staff's input is questionable at best, curious, and unallowable as far as I'm concerned. If this is an open public radio and the total community should be involved. So please, don't try to limit input on the evaluation of the station manager. Thank you.
Okay, thank you all very much. And I just want to encourage people, we've been doing a pretty good job of getting started on time. So if you know you want to make public comments at an LSB meeting, it really is a good idea to arrive at the beginning of the meeting and sign up on the list. Because we set aside 30 minutes for this agenda item, and we depend on knowing how many people want to speak in order to determine how much time each individual speaker will have. Okay, thank you. We are now at the point on the agenda for the election of 2012 LSB officers. The four positions that are elected each year by the board are the chair, the vice chair, the secretary, and the treasurer. The secretary and the treasurer need not be members of the board, but they are approved or elected by the board to their positions. I worked very hard, I want you all to know, to try and find someone who was not a board member, actually two people who were not board members, who would be willing to count the ballots. And I didn't come up with anybody, but I am willing to ask if there are two people here in the audience who would be willing to stay with us for a little while. Annie and Signe, thank you very much. We have ballots, we will take nominations, and then we will vote. So at this point, I declare nominations open for the position of chair. Are there any nominations? Tracy.
I nominate
Any other nominations?
I'm going to decline that nomination because, Tracy, with all appreciation, I don't believe there's any chance that anybody who is not with the Save KPFA slate has any snowball's chance in hell. And I, if I had any reason to believe that there was any possibility that somebody would move in their position, I would accept.
Thank you. And any other nominations? Tanya. Okay. Any other nominations?
Yeah. Can I have another try since Andrew turned
down? Sure. Anthony? Anthony.
Sure.
Okay. So do you accept Anthony?
I do.
Okay. Let me ask the board a question. What I would like to do is take all of the nominations and then have us all vote on everything at the same time. Is that okay with everybody? Okay. So I'll repeat the nominations before Craig passes out the ballots. Okay, I think he's going to write them on the board. Okay, so now nominations are open for Vice Chair Khan. Sasha Futron. Any other nominations for Vice Chair? Kate Tanaka. Okay, so let me ask Sasha and Kate, do you accept the nomination? Kate? She's... I can't hear you.
Yeah, good point.
Okay, thank you. All right, nominations are now open for secretary. Are there any nominations for secretary? Mal. Craig Alderson. Are there any additional nominations for secretary? Any other nominations for secretary? Anthony.
Aki Tanaka.
Okay. Craig, do you accept the nomination?
Sure.
Aki, do you accept the nomination?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. Any other nominations? Any other nominations? I'm supposed to say that three times, so if I don't say it three times, you all have to yell at me. Matthew. Yeah. Okay. All right. Moving along, for treasurer, are there any nominations for treasurer? Matthew. Barbara Whipperman. Are there any other nominations for treasurer? Tracy?
Cynthia Johnson.
Cynthia Johnson. Okay, so I want to ask Barbara and Cynthia, do you accept the nomination? Barbara?
Yes.
Okay, so they both accept? So, all right, so does this mean all offices are, all offices are contested? Oh, are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations for any office? All right, thank you all very much. Okay, so Craig has the ballots, and he will hand them out, and then I will ask Annie and Signe to collect them, and count. You can go ahead and count, and we'll continue with our business while you're counting the ballots, and when you're ready to report, we'll recognize you. Okay, Craig's going to explain the color coding. There are different color ballots for different offices. Yes. Okay. Okay. He made these ballots. Stop it. Okay. Okay. Yes. All right. I'm going to write these on the board, but they say on the ballot. Okay.
Chocolate lives on that side of the table.
Have you been?
Okay.
These two.
Yeah. Good. Very good.
Those are mine.
Cynthia, did you bring that chocolate? Did you bring the chocolate? What am I to buy to that chocolate? Whose chocolate is that? It isn't my chocolate. But when we get this, we'll see if you win. Because it's so impossible that she would be chair and she was so new.
Has everyone voted? Everybody voted? Can you ask if everyone's voted?
Excuse me, have all board members turned in their ballots? Is anybody holding ballots? Don't do that. Turn them in. Okay. So Signe and Annie are going to count them, and then they'll come and report to us. And meanwhile, we will continue with our business. So let me see. Am I right about this?
Thank you.
Sure. Anyone wants to observe them can observe them. They will also give us back the ballots at the end, so we'll have evidence of what happened. Okay? Did they... They returned the extra ballots to you. You got back all the extra ballots.
We need evidence.
Yes. Yes. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Excuse me. Can we come back to order? Thank you. Now I'm confused. In order to vote on the PMB bylaws, do we have to be the delegate assembly? Okay. All right. So now I need someone to move that we adjourn as the LSB and reconvene as the delegate assembly. Is there a second? Okay. Is there any opposition to this motion? Okay. Please let the record show that the body has decided to adjourn as the LSB and reconvene as the delegate assembly. As you know, there were originally 10 bylaws which were to be considered. It is my understanding, based on a conversation with Arlene, that what happened was that the board, the PMB, reviewed the 10 bylaws and that agreed to approve 4 of them and not to approve at this time the other 6. So what that means is that this body only needs to consider those 4. I have sent you all emails and copies and things. So we are now ready to deal with the proposed bylaw changes. Does anyone have a motion for us to consider? Laura.
I move that the amendments that the PNB passed were number 5, 6, 8, and 9. And they're all pretty minor changes to wording and corrections to things that were contradictory, pretty minor changes. So I would move that we could possibly just take a vote on all 4 of them, up or down, whether we agree with them or not, as a group.
Okay. Discussion? Tracy?
No discussion, just a technical point. In order for it to count, you have to vote on each one independently. You can't vote on them as a package. They're not a package.
So we have to vote on them odd seriatim.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. All right. What? That's in the bylaws?
Yeah, that's why the PMB had to have 10 elections.
Okay. All right. Well, sorry, Laura. I think your motion is out of order. So does someone want to make a motion that we approve bylaw number 5? Thank you. Is there a second? Second. Thank you. All right. Is there any discussion about bylaw number 5? Is that everyone had a chance to read it? For those in the audience, could someone, let me see, I can do
just
this.
Just read it.
Why don't you read it, Laura?
It's just, this section contains a typo that, so I guess I could read what it says. A quorum of the staff members shall be 1/3, and then in parentheses it says 1/4, which is a typo, of those staff members entitled to vote on the matter as applicable record date. So it's just proposing that you change, that this sentence should say, a quorum of staff members shall be 1/4, with 1/4 in parentheses, of those staff members entitled to vote on this matter.
Okay.
It's pretty minor.
Sasha.
Typo is the words that are written out 1/3 and not the 1/4
1/4 in parentheses. It would seem to me the typo would be in the 1/4.
Okay.
We have information. It just says that the original intent is broadly reported to have been 1/4 and not 1/3.
It was on anecdotal evidence.
I find that a very weird typo to make.
Okay. Okay.
So the working knowledge is that it's a fourth.
So I would urge anyone who's uncomfortable with this to vote no. Okay. Is there any further discussion on the amendment? Is there anyone?
Point of order. I have a question. Yes. Am I allowed to vote on this? I know I can't vote on the officers for the national, but I don't recall. Maybe I'll just abstain unless you need to. Yeah, and I don't remember off the top of my head.
And I didn't bring my bylaws, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. For people who may not know, I just want to explain that Rich is works at KFCF. My, you start off wrong, you can't fix it. He is not allowed to vote on PMB delegates, so he is going to abstain on voting on the bylaws amendments. Yeah.
The distinction is that Rich is not a delegate.
Okay.
So that would
okay.
be right.
That's it. Okay, very good. All right, thank you. All right. Does anyone want to vote no on this? All right. Well, then I think we have to count the votes. Okay. That's okay. That's fine. Okay. All right. All those in favor, raise your hands and keep them up so Craig can count you. Shh. Stop. Okay. Okay.
17.
Opposed?
Opposed. Wait. Okay. One opposed.
Yes. Abstentions. Abstentions. Two abstentions. Okay. All right. So the vote is 17 yes, one no, two abstentions. All right. Moving on to amendment number 6. Would someone like to move that we adopt this amendment? That we approve, I think, is what we're doing. We're approving amendments. Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve this amendment. Laura, do you want to explain what it is?
It's the nomination period, Article 4, Section 5, Part 1. This is regard to the number of days in a nominating period, starting 30 days, but defined a period that spans. The text was ambiguous. The current text says in a delegate election year, the nomination period for seats being vacated shall open on June 1st and remain open for 30 days, closing on July 1, which is technically 31 days. So the proposed text would be in a delegate election year, the nomination period for seats being vacated shall open on June 1 and remain open for 30 days, closing on June 30th.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any discussion on this amendment? All right. Is there any opposition to this amendment? All right, so I think we can record this as a unanimous vote. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'd just like to observe that this thing reads like a credit card contract.
Okay. Don't. Not necessary. Thank you.
Tanya did. And Sasha seconded.
Okay, now we're on to amendment number 8. Okay. I could call on somebody else. Laura, you want to do it?
Sure. Amendment 8 is STV IRV voting with ties. The current bylaws are unclear what to do in the case of a tie. Should use second choice votes or flip a coin. This can occur if there are only two people running for a single position and there's a tie in first place votes. This amendment would clarify what should be done. This one's kind of long, but unless otherwise expressed, this is the current text. which is actually the same as the proposed text, with the proposed text has a little bit more added. So I'll read what's currently there is, unless otherwise expressly provided in these bylaws, all elections by the members, delegates, directors, and LSB shall be conducted by a single transferable voting method where there is more than one seat or position to be filled, and by instant runoff voting method where there is only one seat or position to be filled. Okay. So then the proposed text would be to have that, and in addition to that, to add in any phase of evaluating IRV results, in the event of a tie, the next tier of choices are evaluated until the tie is resolved. If tied on first place votes, add up the second choice votes, and so on. If this does not resolve the tie, the winner will be selected by lot, flipping a coin or other agreed upon method of chance.
Splitting the deck of cards. Okay. So everybody... everybody understands? Does anyone have any questions or discussion concerns about this amendment? All right. Is there any opposition to approving this amendment? Does anyone wish to be recorded as an abstained vote? Yes. Oh. Who moved to adopt this?
What? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it was Tanya and Mel. No?
No, that was Laura.
Well, I did.
Oh, Laura did. Okay.
And who? I don't know that I did, but I'll do it retroactively.
Okay, and who seconded it? Okay. All right, thank you. So is there any opposition? So can I record this as a unanimous vote? I love unanimous votes. Okay, all right, good. Thank you. Okay, so now we're up to number 9. This is a single transferable voting method. First of all, will someone please move that we adopt this amendment? Okay, that was Andrea, and it was seconded by Rich. Thank you. All right. Not Rich. Oh, David. I'm sorry. It was seconded by David. All right. So go ahead, Laura.
This one's a little bit more technical. It's the STV drop threshold. This would fix an error in the bylaws dealing with how the threshold is calculated for STV, that's single transferable voting ballot counting. It says to take the integral part of the fraction in the calculation rather than retaining the fraction. I think all the NESs, I'm not sure what that's referring to, have been doing, the National Election Supervisors, have been doing what the amendment says, but the bylaws don't say this. There's a couple of references here that are online. Should I read the old and the new? It's kind of... Okay, current text. A threshold number of votes a candidate needs to be elected shall then be established threshold. The threshold shall be that number, which is equal to the total number of valid ballots cast divided by the sum of 1 plus the number of seats to be filled, plus 1. Total number of valid ballots cast divided by 1 plus the number of seats to be filled, plus 1. So here's the proposed text change. A threshold number of votes a candidate needs to be elected shall then be established, threshold. The threshold shall be that number which is equal to the integer part of the total number of valid ballots cast divided by the sum of 1 plus the number of seats to be filled, plus 1. Integer part of total number of valid ballots cast, this is just the equation, divided by 1 plus the number of seats to be filled, plus 1. It's just setting out the equation of how to do the single transferable of the
right
threshold.
Okay, is there any discussion on this initiative, on this, I can't even remember what it's called, amendment?
So it's the number of votes to be able to win an election.
Yeah, right. Okay. Because once you, and the way it, the important real life is that if you're running for office, once you've achieved those, that number, your extra votes go to the second, go down to the second person. So it matters how you calculate what that number is, okay? Okay, thank you. That's like the, once you get there, then your votes go somewhere else. Okay, so, is there any opposition to approving this amendment? Is there anyone who would like to be recorded as abstaining on this amendment?
Can I just ask a question?
I'm not supposed to let you ask a question after we've started the voting. I'm sorry, I've been reading Robert's Rules of Order all week. I'm sorry. Mal, you wish to be recorded as abstaining?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Okay. Does anyone else wish to be recorded as abstaining? All right, so... it's everybody here except one who is abstaining. Thank you all very much. Now I need a motion to reconvene as the LSB. Okay, is there any opposition to reconvening as the LSB? Something happened over there. I don't know. Okay. I think the table collapsed. Did the table collapse? Is that what happened? Okay. So is the election committee ready to report? Not quite. Almost. Okay. Then we'll move on. Yes.
On the new agenda, what was omitted was setting the meeting dates for the LSB for next year. And that certainly would mean setting one for January for sure, yeah, for our next meeting. Yeah. So I don't know. I'd like to move that we add that back into the agenda.
Okay. Well, okay.
I don't know how we do that.
Is there any objection to putting that back on the agenda, the question of the meeting dates? Let me just tell you all that what happened was I sent out a proposal to the board that we meet on the first Saturday of the month in 2012, except for the month of September, when the first Saturday falls on Labor Day weekend. And in September, I propose we meet on the second Saturday. I asked if there were any objections, and no one objected. So I assumed that had been approved by the board. Does someone want to argue with me about that? Tracy.
I'm not arguing, but when did you... ask if there were objections?
I sent an email.
Oh, on the email. Okay, well, we can't formally vote
I know.
On the email.
I understand that. Okay.
I understand.
So I was just looking for objections so we could make changes before we got to this point.
It's not an objection, but in the interest of, you know, keeping the meetings moving and all that stuff that we were talking about earlier, I'd like to put out that perhaps we consider using our default meeting time as 3 hours rather than 5 hours on Saturdays.
And start earlier?
No, I think 11 is early enough for me on Saturdays. But getting out at 2, if there is not an abundant specific reason, would be lovely. It would mean that the day we're not totally over.
I don't think there'll be any objection to that, if we can do it. Okay. We'll see how many meetings things get pushed back to. All right. So is someone willing to make a motion to adopt the proposal, the schedule that I set out, Mal?
I'll second.
Okay, so a bunch of people did it. Is there any discussion about the meeting schedule? Are there any objections to the meeting schedule? All right, then we've done it. So it's the first Saturday of every month, starting with January 7th, which is the first Saturday in January, and. I will do my best to get meeting spaces ahead in advance so that people know that, you know, or whoever is the chair, I will urge the chair to get meeting spaces in advance so that we know where we're going to meet in advance as well. But and I will ask that KPFA post that schedule on the webpage so that we people who want to attend our meetings will know where we are. Okay. Can I call on the election? Oh, Laura.
I just wanted to make, I guess it's a point of information, just that our next meeting actually is also this Saturday. I just wanted to remind
people. Oh, yes,
yes. At 9 o'clock, it's early. But we, it's at the station in the performance studio.
This is the one agenda item where we're going to be talking. We're going to be interviewing candidates, and it's a three-hour meeting from 9 to 12. And it's a closed meeting. It's not a public meeting because we will be interviewing GM candidates. But all board members, of course, are urged to attend. And we'll be meeting in the performance studio where Michael Yoshida will set up a conference phone for us so that we can communicate with the candidates who are scattered far and wide. Tracy.
Just as a point of information, I don't think we've got that noticed on the website. We should do that as soon as possible.
It's a closed meeting.
You still need to notice it.
We've been trying to get it on the website.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying there should be an effort to get that up.
Yeah, I wrote to Summer Reese, and Craig has been in touch with Otis, and we can't figure out why it isn't on the webpage.
No. I'm not talking about KPFTX. I'm talking about the KPFA website where we announce LSB meetings.
Oh, on the KPFA website.
Right, in that LSB part, we should put the meeting notes up and note that it's a closed session.
Okay, thank you. All right. So, the election committee, are you ready to report?
Counting committee,
right.
So there were 23 voters in each of the categories. Yeah, you need to speak in a mic so it gets on the recording.
I'm not sure your procedure, but I will intuit a way to proceed. I will announce the code yellow treasurer. The winner is Whipperman with 13 votes, and Johnson is the follow-up with 10. Code blue. You can do the math. Code blue, secretary, Alderson has 13, A. Tanaka has 10. Code orange, vice chair, Futron has 13, K. Tawaka has 10, Tanaka. And then in the pink category of chair, we have, my listing is in this sequence, Fest, 8, and Wilkerson, 14, and one for a write-in, the Occupy Facilitators en masse. Congratulations, everyone.
Thank you, Annie and Signe, for helping us out with that. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Yes. Yes, I was just going to suggest that. Can we have a 5-minute break, guys? We're ahead of schedule on this agenda, so I think we can... We can afford. And when we return, when we return, when we return, I think we will be in closed session. So, that's a good question. Yeah. Unless we are going to be discussing the content of the evaluations, I don't think we can do it in closed session. I think we have to do it in open
session.
We could discuss the process, and that, I think, would have to take place in open session.
So that should be the first step.
I think it's a worthy topic.
Huh?
I think it's a worthy topic.
So we're not going into closed session. We're going to talk.
Well, my position would be that unless the evaluation committee is proposing to actually discuss the content of evaluations, that the information that was sent to the board is confidential because it does have information about content of evaluations. So the board members who received that document by email, board members who received that document by email must keep that information confidential. However, if we are going to be talking about the process, then I believe the discussion about the process needs to go on in open session, okay? All right, so let's have a 5-minute break and come back. Thank you all very much.